I'm standing here with Maureen Armstrong, the judge of Group 8. Tell me, what do you think of your finalists?
I thought the final 10 were excellent dogs, but the final 4 just had the showmanship and the style to take them that step further.
And was it an easy choice between number 1 and number 2?
No, all 4, at the end, it was down to their final performance. The American, it just got a little bit, I don't know, excited. So the other 3 put up a tremendous performance.
What qualities did the winning dog have that you wanted to bring out there, which made it the winning?
It has lovely breed type. It's very sound, very stylish, and well handled.
What do you think of the quality of Swedish dogs compared to foreign dogs?
Switch that off. I get hung for this one. I think I am a great fan of Scandinavian dogs because I have Scandinavian flat coats. So
a little bit biased then.
A little bit biased.
All right. What do you think about the dog show this year?
We were talking about this earlier, and if you had one dog show left that you could judge, this would be the show. I think the organisation, the hospitality, the dogs, everything makes it a super weekend.
So I assume you've judged in Sweden before?
Many, many times. I've judged this show, yeah, many times. But first time for Group 8.
And what do you think, if you think back at the shows back then and the quality of the dogs, what do you compare them to today?
I think Sweden's been very consistent with their type. They've managed to keep a good level of quality in their dogs. Yes, there's been some breeds have gone up and down, but the overall quality has been tremendous.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.